The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Are you ready for the Eric Metaxas Show? Well, buckle your seatbelts, folks, and get ready for something so unexpected that if you were actually to expect it, you'd go back in time and bump into your past self so hard that you'd both be bruised to the point of never being able to recognize yourself again. Or even be able to make any sense of this sentence. Or this one. Or this one.
Oh, yes. Yes. Right. Yes. Precisely. Precisely. Exactly as I was thinking. Hey, Albin, how are you?
How are you, Eric?
Well, let me tell you something. In a couple of seconds, I get to talk to John Zmirak. Have you heard of John Zmirak?
Big Bad John.
Yeah, that's the guy. And you know what I was thinking? I think it would be fun if you sat in on the phone call.
Okay.
And maybe this time we'd let my audience sit in on it. And then they could hear the conversation with John Zmirak. Because he's so much fun. I hate to keep him to ourselves.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Share.
Let's see if he's here. Oh, hello, John. Are you there?
Hey, Eric. How are you doing? You decided to share the Zmirak? Do you think people can handle the Zmirak?
I don't know if people can handle the Zmirak, but they're gonna. Some people need a dose of Zmirak. Some people don't know they need a dose. Others are hungry for a dose of John Zmirak. So let's get to it. First of all, you've written a number of important articles we have to talk about. But before we get to that, have to ask you, any thoughts on last night's Democratic debate? I've got a couple.
Honestly, I didn't know it was happening until
Well, can I tell you something? There's a great irony. By not watching it, you did exactly you took away the same thing that you would have taken away had you spent the time watching it, except that you don't have like a socialism hangover. It really is so fascinating. The only thing of interest is when Kamala Harris really viciously attacked Tulsi Gabbard. And it was kind of funny because I thought to myself, there's just something, you know, it's almost like a math problem. Certain people, they've calculated, don't attack this one or this one because you want the votes of the people. But this one, I need to take her down or take him down or whatever. So anyway, it doesn't matter.
Well, I'll tell you, when Kamala Harris knows that Tulsi just ripped the heart out of her campaign in a previous debate by pointing out Harris's fascist tendencies. I mean, she wanted to imprison parents whose kids were truant from school. She was exploiting prison labor in California. She's known as a vicious bulldog prosecutor. As pro-lifers know, she's the one who started the effort to put David Lyden in prison for doing journalism about Planned Parenthood. And Tulsi Gabbard is a fundamentally decent human being with some good ideas and a lot of bad ideas that come with being a Democrat.
Right.
But she's the only one on the stage who I think really qualifies as a patriotic mainstream American.
I'm afraid to.
Not a left-wing political crank. Yeah.
Yeah, no, anyway, so there's nothing to say. It's kind of like, you know, when people say, miss it if you can,
yeah.
The Democratic debate, it's almost comedy, really. When I see Bernie Sanders sputtering away, you know, he's like an old man ordering soup in a Jewish deli. Like, you just think...
Oh, he's Larry David.
That guy...
When Larry David played him on Saturday Night Live...
I know.
Indistinguishable.
But the idea that the cranky old man would run for president and that he would sputter and people would somehow take him seriously shows you that life is really strange. Anyway, we don't need to go into that. I want to also touch on the Chick-fil-A situation. It seems to me that they have not made a peep about changing their policy, and there must be a tremendous internal battle going on right now because they know that they're not just going to be ignored by the people who love them, but they're going to be hated by a lot of people, me and you included, for having turned their backs on doing the right thing and on all the people who've supported them so passionately.
Yeah,
I read Tony Perkins' anguished commentary about this over at the Family Research Council's website. And he, you know, you could tell the real note of betrayal there and frustration. And I just want to remind people what it was that the Salvation Army did that was so bad, such a thought crime, that it had to be cut off from charity. Here's what it did. It runs shelters for people with drug addiction problems, and it runs homeless shelters in major cities.
Right.
Does it turn away gay clients? No, not at all. In fact, it has set up special shelters for homeless and drug addicted people who face the homosexual temptation. It's in order to protect them from harassment, they get special facilities offered. No, the one thing the Salvation Army has done, it won't let homeless men who identify as women sleep among real women or use their bathrooms. That's it.
Okay,
that's
now, let's underscore the point.
New York City has filed a complaint against it.
That's
illegal in New York.
Let's underscore the point here. No matter how you comply, no matter how you go out of your way to help people and to be kind to people with whom you may disagree. In other words, the Salvation Army, as you just said, has gone out of their way to bless same-sex attracted people, not judging them, just saying, look, we're not here to judge you or talk to you about your sexuality. We're here to help you. We're here to feed you. We're here to clothe you. We're here to put a roof over your head. They do all of that. But when they do what you just said, they say, but we will draw the line at the transgender insanity and the bullying coming from the transgender community. We will not allow men dressed up as women to sleep in dorms, in cots, next to actual women. For that, let's be clear, for that, we are seeing them kicked to the curb and vilified. Thank you for saying that, John, because a lot of people listening didn't know that. I forgot that. Mm-hmm. We need to understand, by the way, if you pass a Salvation Army kettle this Christmas season, folks, please be as generous as you can. Empty your wallet. These are people doing God's work. You know, in my book coming out in April, it's called Seven More Men.
Yeah.
I tell the story. It's just like Seven Men, except to Seven More Men, obviously. And I tell the story of General Booth, who founded the Salvation Army. What a heroic Christian. What an amazing story. And the fact that they're still doing this stuff 150, 170 years later, it is amazing that this organization has stayed faithful to their roots and they're still doing this kind of stuff. So we really need to support them, and we need to make sure that we don't help Chick-fil-A continue their discriminatory policies in this way. It's really horrible. I still hope that Chick-fil-A might see the light of day, like New Coke, you know, when they realize this is the biggest disaster we've ever done, and they reversed course. It is possible Chick-fil-A would do that, but if they don't do that, I will never eat there again.
I understand they've replaced Coke in Chick-fil-A with new Coke.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. All right. All right, John. So you have written some marvelous articles at the stream, thestream.org, and I wanted to talk about all of them. So what should we turn our attention to first, young man?
Well, I've got two pieces on Marco Rubio and his latest foray into political philosophy and economics.
Okay.
Marco Rubio gave a major speech and then published an article at the Public Discourse where it seems like he's trying to strike out a third way between capitalism and socialism. And it seems to be trying to rebrand himself in the age of Trump and align himself, at least apparently, with the kind of new nationalism and populism that is popular in the Republican Party.
The new naturalism and populism? Is that what you said?
Nationalism.
Oh, nationalism. That's what I thought you said.
Right,
well,
right.
Okay. And, we're going to go to a break here, but I want to ask you when we come back, is there anything good in that idea? I'm sure there's something good, but I want to get your take on it. So, folks, we are talking to John Zmirak. Later on, we're going to be talking to folks at the Alliance Defending Freedom. What a story we have from them. We're going to be talking about the reboot of Promise Keepers. Stick around.
World Kindness Day was November 13th. And if there's anything the world needs right now, I think it's kindness. So that's why we're partnering with the upcoming movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist. So would you share your faith by sharing a kind word or deed, or tell us about something kind that was done for you by posting your story using the hashtag #LoveThyNeighbor? A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, in theaters November 22nd.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. Regardless of your religious beliefs, or even if you don't have any, I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. One customer had a warehouse with a rat problem. He was catching over 20 rats a day. He called pest controllers, but nothing solved the problem. Then I came along. My plug-in pest-free commercial system got rid of the rats, and since then he's seen maybe 3 in the last 12 months. Plug-in pest-free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug In Pest Free.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. Regardless of your religious beliefs, or even if you don't have any, I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
Is here for Taxes Show. We're talking to John Zmirak. That's spelled with a Z. Z-M-I-R-A-K. John Zmirak calling us from Dallas. Let's continue the conversation. John, you were just helping us to understand Marco Rubio is setting out some kind of a third way between socialism and capitalism. Is there anything good in this idea? I suspect there may be.
I think there are good intentions. And there are references to some worthwhile thinkers, like the economist Wilhelm Rupke, I wrote my first book about. He makes references to the Catholic social teaching laid out by popes in the 19th and early 20th century.
Now, but, excuse me, your connection is not so great today. Are you calling us on a different phone or something?
I'm sorry, my landline is out because of technical issues, and this is a cell phone.
Aha.
Oh, my God.
All right, so we'll do our best. We'll do anything to hear from John Zmirak. Okay, so you mentioned...
Are you okay now?
Yes, you mentioned an economist, and you say you wrote a book on this economist. Can you remind us again who was
sure.
that?
Wilhelm Rupke, R-O-P-K-E. He was considered the father of the post-war German economic miracle.
Wilhelm Rupke.
Yeah.
But you, John Zmirak, because I don't want to get too deep into this, but you wrote an entire book about this man, Wilhelm Rupke.
And he is often considered, he's often looked to as somebody who combines social conservatism with economic freedom and finds the balance between those two things. And that has basically been the effort of the Republican Party the conservative movement since Buckley founded it. We want to conserve the social institutions like the family and the church and small towns and civic associations, groups like the Salvation Army. Those are the organizations that kind of create the buffer that makes it safe for us to have the vital, dynamic movement and change and creative destruction of a free market economy.
Okay, so what you're saying is that naked capitalism, pure capitalism, without these other things, can be dangerous. I've talked about this in the past. So where does Rubio go wrong, and where does he go right in what he says? And if people can read your article at thestream.org.
Right, it's just stream.org, no.
Stream.org.
Rubio's intentions are good. He would like to see Americans have a higher birth rate. He would like to see more stay-at-home moms, though he probably can't put it that way. He'll say stay-at-home parents with children. He'd like to see workers having more job security. Industry staying in America. A lot of the things that Donald Trump and before him, my great hero Patrick Buchanan, talked about. So his instincts are healthy ones, and his goals are good. Unfortunately, I think he's really got the wrong message at the wrong time. He's talking about a common good capitalism. We need to use the federal government to step into the economy and shift the gears and turn the levers in order to promote family and freedom and faith. Now,
he's saying that
might have been quite possible in the 1950s or early 60s when we still had a broad consensus
right.
on what the common good is.
Right.
Nowadays, we can't even agree that men don't get pregnant. Men don't menstruate. We can't even agree that sex offenders should not be doing story hours in public libraries.
All right, John.
We
let me
can't agree that.
But let me just see if I'm.
Newborn babies shouldn't be killed by doctors.
So let me see if I'm following your argument. In other words, when we talk about the common good, and Marco Rubio wants to use the power of the federal government to help enforce the common good somehow, and you're saying that. Yes, that would have worked when we all agreed on what the common good is. But now it is more likely that the federal government will somehow screw things up so that it helps a lot of these radical LGBTQ activists with their crazy ideas. It will help a lot of pro-abortion activists. In other words, it simply won't work. You're saying it will not work today.
It won't work, and okay, first of all, whenever the government steps into the economy and messes up the price system and tries to interfere with who gets paid what and what products cost what,
right.
It's like some young employee at a store taking the price gun and randomly pricing the products. Okay, you're messing up the price system. The price system is what makes our economy efficient. It's what sets capitalism apart from socialism. It's why Western Europe did better than Eastern Europe. The one real difference between capitalism and socialism
right.
is the price system. That companies know how many of this product to make because people are buying it or not. People express that by paying a higher price. Every time the government steps in and messes with that, it adds inefficiency, it adds cost, it adds waste. And the Soviet Union is a great example of waste on a massive scale. But every interference in the price system moves in that direction. Now, sometimes that's worth it. It's worth it if you're actually achieving the common good. But when we don't agree on what the words common or good even mean, when we can't even say no sex offenders in the children's library, when we can't even say a newborn baby who survives an abortion has to be protected from being killed by the doctor. We can't even agree on that. To have the federal government then say, well, we're going to pursue the common good. Well, what is the common good? I want to point out several things. The New Deal, as Franklin Roosevelt set it up, was originally intended to support the family. It was intended to encourage high salaries for men so that women could stay home with their kids. And it was quite open about that. It set up welfare systems, but the welfare system was very paternalistic. A welfare worker would show up at your house and see if there were liquor bottles in the cabinet and see if there were drugs and see if you had
wow.
a gun.
Wow.
If you were going to accept welfare, it meant genuine paternalism. So people did not want to be on welfare because
right.
it meant your home was subject to inspection.
Yeah.
Well, with the Great Society in the 1960s, where that morality fell away
yep.
and that vision of the
yep.
common good fell away, all of a sudden we're just subsidizing four generations of teenagers getting pregnant and their young boys growing up without dads and ending up in prison. Another example, let's say the federal government wanted to boost the birth rate. And that's important. Our birth rate is too low. We're relying on immigrants to come. You know, we're outsourcing the reproduction of the next generation to foreign countries. That's not a great thing. But a federal law, subject to the kind of judges we have to raise the birth rate, you'd end up having a federal entitlement for in vitro fertilization, for the process that produces tens of thousands of frozen embryos languishing in a technological limbo at fertility clinics all across America.
Well, not only that, but it's the official teaching of the Catholic Church, not something I agree with, but Catholics believe in vitro fertilization is wrong in the way they believe contraception is wrong. But you're right.
It's much worse than that. It's much worse than that because in vitro fertilization produces so-called extra embryos every
yeah.
time. And these are frozen human beings, and nobody knows what to do with them. There are hundreds of thousands of tiny Americans frozen in fertility labs all across America.
And many of them, of course, I have a couple of friends who've adopted these frozen embryos. These things are the size of snowflakes, and they have implanted them in their wombs, and they have brought these children into the world, and these children are now 6 years old, 70. I mean, it's such an amazing story. We'll talk about that another time. But you are right that most of the time that does not happen, and it's tragic. But so why? But why are you focused on this? In other words, why write about Marco Rubio at this point? Was this a very big speech, and I missed it?
Yeah, it was a very big speech, and there are back and forth and first things and National Review and the public. It's a huge debate among the conservative intellectuals. Did Marco Rubio jump the shark, or is he leading a brave new movement to make the government, the federal government, a force for morality?
Okay, so you're telling me, I'm guessing that Sohrab Ahmari would agree with Marco Rubio.
That's right, and Kevin Williamson disagrees. But here's another example I want to point out. Let's say we carve out special benefits for parents of large families. That sounds like a nice pro-family thing, right?
Right.
Well, under our law, with our judges, the same benefits will have to go to lesbian couples or polyamorous throuples with three people who adopt a bunch of kids.
Your connection is so bad that people may have not heard the term throuples. Mm. What you're saying is that we no longer have the ability to say what's right and wrong. So this is going to be across the board. So gay couples will have the ability to, to make money from the federal government. And by the way, if that's their legal right, it's their legal right. The point is, do we want to encourage it with our tax dollars? We're going to go to another break. Actually, John, we're going to put you on hold for 2 segments. I'm going to talk to somebody from the Alliance Defending Freedom about the new Cuomo situation, Governor Cuomo. Horrible situation. We're going to talk to Kevin Terrio right now, and we'll bring you back at the end of the program and into the next hour. So, folks, we'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Impeachment testimony continuing on Capitol Hill. Committee ranking Republican David Nunes of California began his opening remarks, saying House Democrats got caught presenting a false narrative of wrongdoing by President Trump in his dealings with Ukraine. House lawmakers are hearing from Fiona Hill, a career expert on Russia, and David Holmes, a State Department official in Kiev. A bill to provide more time to file charges are lawsuits over clergy sexual abuse is on its way to Pennsylvania's governor. The House sent the statute of limitations bill to Democratic Governor Tom Wolf on an 182-5 vote. The former mayor of Baltimore, Catherine Pugh, has pleaded guilty now to federal conspiracy and tax evasion charges, but pleaded not guilty to wire fraud charge. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Thank you.
my life, I'm a lot like you were.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We were just talking to John Zmirak, and we will continue talking to John Zmirak. But right now, I have the privilege of speaking with somebody from the Alliance Defending Freedom. Kevin Terrio is on the line to talk about a really awful development right here in New York City with Governor Cuomo, who is a rabidly pro-abortion governor. Kevin Terrio, welcome to the program, and tell us about the situation. What is this case?
Thanks for having me on, Eric. I really appreciate it. It's a situation, just a continuation of this ongoing, as you said, rabid pro-abortion policies that this administration has there in New York, and it requires every organization, including churches, including pro-life pregnancy centers, not to take into account the fact that maybe someone has had an abortion or is having an abortion. So, for instance, our pro-life pregnancy center, Compass Care, who's our client, if they have a director that says, you know, I'm going to continue to advocate for life, however, in this particular situation, I feel like I need to have an abortion, and Compass Care would need to keep her on as a director of one of their facilities.
Okay, so this is no different than a priest saying, I'm going to still preach from the Bible and everything, but in my personal life, I'm going to sleep with several other men and probably some women. We're going to live together and we're going to have orgies. But I just want you to understand that's my private life and it's none of your business what I think. And of course, the people
that's
in the church would say, listen, you can do what you like in America, but that doesn't mean you can be our priest or our pastor or minister. We cannot have you working here. And you're telling me now that the government of New York State is somehow saying, no, we don't believe in religious liberty. We're going to force our secular pro-abortion views even on you in churches, even on organizations that specifically stand to protect the unborn. Now, you at the Alliance Defending Freedom are fighting this, of course.
Absolutely. And it's because everyone agrees that an organization shouldn't be forced to violate their beliefs because the government thinks they should. I mean, that's unconstitutional and really has no place in our society. So we've been fighting. I mean, that's a great analogy with the priest. Another good one is if PETA, the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, were forced to hire somebody who says, you know, I agree in the ethical treatment of animals and agree to advocate for you, but I really like to hunt during when it comes deer season, so won't have anything to do with my job.
And I'm going to eat greasy, drippy venison burgers at lunch at work, and I hope you don't mind.
Right.
This is basic stuff. This is basic stuff. In some ways, it has nothing to do with religion. It's basic stuff. This is about free speech. It's about, I mean, there's so many issues that come into play here about the rights of Americans to conduct their lives as they want. And so the idea that you cannot fire somebody like that, I mean, look, it's like having somebody who is the hostess at a very expensive restaurant, and her appearance isn't what they're looking for. They would say, here's the job. They would say, this is the job. You need to buy into it. If you don't buy into it, we can't hire you. And so I guess the question becomes, why is the government of the state of New York thinking that they can abrogate, in this case, religious liberty and many other things? I mean, because that's precisely what it is, isn't it? Aren't they trying to establish a religion effectively and saying, our religion is this, and your religious liberty does not extend far enough? We're going to cut you off right there, and we're going to tell you what you can do and can't do. Your religious liberty is not in play here. So this is unconstitutional. We know that. But why do they think that they can do this?
They think they can do it in the name of tolerance. But, of course, we know that tolerance means that's a two-way street, and we need to tolerate beliefs that differ with ours. And they are so vehemently pro-abortion that they don't understand that there are those that say that there's no way we can be complicit in abortion because it would be the same as being complicit in murder. But they just choose to ignore those things because in their minds they're correct.
I mean, this quickly becomes insane and hilarious. I mean, again, imagine if I work at a high end restaurant as a waiter or a maitre d', and I have a colostomy bag that smells, they would say, listen, in this business, this is what we require. You cannot work here. We're sorry, but you can't. I mean, every business in the United States has the freedom to say what they're about, how what their model is for making money, what their model is for doing what they do. So the idea that the government can get involved in this, it just bumps into every issue. I mean, it becomes a kind of a socialism, government control. But it does, to me, it strikes me as the establishment of a religion where the government comes in and says, on these ultimate matters, our views trump your views. Your views are backward. We're going to impose our view of reality, our view of the unborn, our view of human sexuality. We're going to impose those views. In the past, it was the government understood it's wrong, it's unconstitutional to impose those views, and that it has to allow people to be free. Even if you disagree with it, that's the system. We're going to go to a break here. We're going to continue our conversation with our friends from the Alliance Defending Freedom. Stick around. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now for years I've been telling you about the 3-week quick start pack that you can get from Relief Factor for under $20, that it's the smart way to go if you're struggling with back and neck pain or shoulder, hip, or knee pain. In fact, I've told you that about 70% of the people who order the 3-week quick start pack go on to order more. But why is it that the 30% don't go on to order more? Well, when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, surveyed that 30%, many of them admitted that they never gave it a legitimate try. They maybe took one packet a day for a few days and then skipped a day or two, or they didn't do what the doctors who created it recommended, which is 3 packets a day for a full week and then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's the 3-week quick start. So when you order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, tell yourself you'll do what the doctors have recommended. Let's make sure you're happy and in the 70% that is in less or no pain at all. I am in that group. Folks, this stuff can be at your house in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. I do recommend it. I do use it. Relieffactor.com.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. One customer had a warehouse with a rat problem. He was catching over 20 rats a day. He called pest controllers, but nothing solved the problem. Then I came along. My plug-in pest-free commercial system got rid of the rats, and since then he's seen maybe 3 in the last 12 months. Plug-in pest-free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug In Pest Free.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. Regardless of your religious beliefs, or even if you don't have any, I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
Hey, folks, the team at MyPillow is grateful for you this holiday season, and they're so grateful they have an amazing offer. Buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. He says, the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 and use the promo code ERIC or Metaxas for a limited time. You can buy one, get one free, plus free shipping. Call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code ERIC or Metaxas. ERIC or Metaxas, go for it.
This is for all lonely people thinking that life has passed them by.
Hey there, folks. I know a lot of people listen to this program just to listen to the bumper music. I do this program just to listen to the bumper music. I show up every day. Now I'm gonna hear groovy tunage, much of it from the 70s, and it's just awesome. Right now, we're going to go back to John Zmirak in a minute, and later on we're going to talk about the reboot of Promise Keepers, which is, I got to tell you, I was not expecting to be so impressed. I was blown away. But right now we're talking to our friends at the Alliance Defending Freedom. Right now on the line is Kevin Terrio, and he's telling us about this strange case in New York, Compass Care versus Cuomo. Tell us, Kevin, where is this case right now? When was this complaint filed by ADF attorneys? Wasn't it just a couple days ago?
Yeah, we filed it last Thursday on the 14th, and so far the state hasn't responded other than Governor Cuomo, or at least his spokesman, making a statement saying that this is, I think they said the lawsuit is frivolous, which is ridiculous. I mean, there are a lot of, as you said, most people look at it and say, wait a second, you can't do that. All Americans should be free to live and work according to their beliefs without fear of government punishment. But New York wants to be the exception. So they have 30 days to answer from last week. So they got about, and then they'll probably file some sort of motion to get rid of the case as the court.
I mean, how is this different?
In the meantime, we'll be filing some more papers asking the court to step in and move quickly, because this is an egregious violation of religious freedom and our constitutional rights.
I was going to say, how is this different from like Hadassah House or some synagogue being forced to hire a Jew-hating Nazi? Like, how is that any different? I mean, I just everybody in America knows that you know, Jewish organizations should be free to not hire anyone they like, even requiring you to be Jewish. But imagine if the state steps in and says, no, you have to hire people if they're Jew haters, full blown anti-Semitic Nazis who love Adolf Hitler. You have to hire them. The state is going to force you. Pretty quickly, life becomes absurd. I mean, you cannot function. People cannot function. So it's such an open and shut case in the minds of most fair-minded Americans that it's kind of fascinating to think that Cuomo would do such a thing.
It is, and I guarantee you that Cuomo would be very upset if there was a law that required him to hire a Republican speechwriter.
Right.
But that's really what this would do. And of course, it doesn't apply to him, or at least he doesn't think it does. But
so, what are your chances in federal court making?
It doesn't apply to him in the context of because he says, "Well, I would never discriminate against somebody because of the choices they make on their reproductive choice." But
right.
You know, they don't define that. There are a lot of reproductive choices that are pretty offensive to a lot of people. For instance, child marriage. And and my guess is that he would be offended by that. So I don't think they've really thought this through.
No. And it seems like pure politics. In other words, it strikes me that all of these people are playing games in California and here in New York, and that they're playing games, that they know that they can use the courts to further their agenda. Even if they lose the case, they keep pushing and keep pushing.
That's right. That's right. They believe that their end of making sure that abortion is available to all justifies any means, and that means even if those means are to trample constitutional rights.
Yeah. What's fascinating is that they don't seem, genuinely don't seem to care about the Constitution and the founders' vision, which is clear. But it's fascinating when you see it played out in public life, that there was a time when most Americans understood this is the baseline and we all will work with this. These are the rules. And you have people like Governor Cuomo and Governor Newsom and others who are obviously trying to change the rules. I just don't know how legally that plays itself out. Don't you get a strange honeycombing of, you know, unconstitutional laws within American life if these things go through?
Well, and that's oftentimes what happens in the abortion context. It's such an emotional issue for both sides, but certainly for those that are pro-abortion, that the law becomes distorted. As a matter of fact, there's a sort of a phrase that we throw around called the abortion distortion. So free speech in every other context means one thing, but in the abortion context, it changes. And people think that it's, and freedom of religion changes too. And so it's sort of this alternate universe that's based on this, it's an agenda. It may even be a worldview and could be even characterized as a religion, but this pro-abortion view that they have, everything else has to get out of the way.
But I think it needs to be characterized as religion because that's what it is. In other words, the leftist at this point, with regard to human sexuality, with regard to the unborn, basically around those two idols, they have created a religion. They're effectively worshiping those idols, and they're telling you that if you don't agree with us, you're in trouble. They've established a different kind of religion, but of course they have the benefit of not needing to call it a religion. I think we need to force them to call it a religion and say that, you know, religion isn't just, oh, I belong to the Methodist church downtown, or I belong to the Congregational Church or the Catholic Church. Religion is when you impose a world view. And I think that that is what is happening clearly. And it's certainly an abrogation of religious liberty. But it's not just an abrogation of religious liberty of people who disagree with it. It's the kind of an establishment of religion through the courts that it can't stand.
I think that's right, and what's happening is, you know, for a while there, at least back during the Clinton era, there was this mantra was abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. Now they're saying we should celebrate abortion, and not only should we celebrate abortion, is we're going to make you celebrate with us. That is their agenda now, and it's frightening. It's Orwellian.
We have to speak the truth. Abortion is the taking of a human life. It's not any different from taking the life of any one of us in this conversation, and we have to stand firm, love our enemies by speaking the truth to them in love. Thank you, Kevin Terrio, with the Alliance Defending Freedom. Folks, we'll be right back with John Zmirak.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Hello, neighbor.
This Thanksgiving,
it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reese, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters this Friday. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. As the public house impeachment hearings continue, President Trump is urging Republican lawmakers to keep fighting tough on his behalf.
The president claims he and the GOP had a great day on Wednesday in the impeachment proceedings, even though the EU ambassador testified there was a quid pro quo with Ukraine. Mr. Trump tweets, "There was no pressure on Ukraine," and that Democrats are denying him and Republicans due process rights in what he calls the most unfair hearings in American history. He implores GOP lawmakers to keep fighting tough. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The former mayor of Baltimore, Catherine Pugh, has pleaded guilty to federal conspiracy and tax evasion charges, but pleaded not guilty to wire fraud in a case involving sales of her self-published children's books. On Wall Street, stocks remain lower. The Dow is down 11 points, and the NASDAQ is off 8. This is SRN News.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey there, folks. That's Paul McCartney, America with Taxes, talking to John Zmirak. We were just talking with our friends at the Alliance Defending Freedom for a few minutes. Very important, the Compass Care versus Cuomo thing. But I want to go back to John Zmirak. And, John, we're going to hold you into the next hour because we can't get enough John Zmirak. So, John, let's continue our conversation. You were talking before about Marco Rubio has put something forward. Now, look. A lot of this kind of stuff for my audience and for me is a little bit obscure. In other words, most people who listen to this program don't read First Things or even the National Review. Some are aware of this kind of stuff, but this is one of those things that it's something that the intellectuals who read those things are more familiar. So I want to frame this carefully. You said that Sohrab Ahmari, is that how we say his name?
Yes.
Okay, so he's in favor of this. And this goes back to the David French versus Sohrab Ahmari debate, where you found a third way between those two things. And now you're saying Kevin Williamson is opposing Sohrab Ahmari. And in this case, you are, in fact, siding with Kevin Williamson's take. What does Kevin say about this?
He says we have no common idea of a common good. You can have basically the same thing I'm saying. The federal government has no idea of the common good. If you think about the deep state, all the federal employees who have been fighting President Trump tooth and nail since the day he was elected, those people have not been ferreted out. The swamp still needs to be drained. Increasing the power of the federal government over our lives, increasing the ways in which it meddles with the economy, while it's still honeycombed with arrogant leftist elitists, while the federal courts are still stacked with people who don't believe in any idea of natural law, who think that the U.S. was founded in 1968 and that no precedents from before that have any merit at all, who think that churches are obliged to follow federal social policy. All you are doing is feeding the monster that is pushing nihilism in our country. I want to point out this. In Europe, they have these nice pro-family policies to encourage people to have kids. Well, guess who really takes advantage of that? Muslim immigrants with four wives and 20 kids.
And you're not kidding. We're not joking, folks. This is like the sick reality that in Europe, they do have laws like this. And you're quite right. Muslim immigrants who have not and do not desire to assimilate into Western European culture. They are living in enclaves, typically, in many cases, under some kind of Sharia law. It's a dramatic development in Europe, and they are taking advantage of these policies funded by the taxes of everyone else in their countries. Now, why do you think, John, actually, we're out of time. When we come back in hour two, I want to talk to you. I want to ask you why you think Sohrab Ahmari and Marco Rubio and other people seem to think that this would work, because they seem to think it would work. And I guess it's because they simply think natural law is something that is still with us, or it's still operational, or maybe they have greater hope that it can be made to be a part of the way we all think and govern. We'll be right back, folks, for hour two, more with John Zmirak. Stick around. Beatles, just